Well, sir, it was a fuss to me back home at Funking Tender, moving day. I don't believe there ever was as many people moved away from our town as it did last spring, yes, sir. Just as we were getting to be quite a city, too. We had two new houses and the trolley line run within 8 miles of it. Well, the whole trouble was our town went prohibition last spring. Yep, we're a dry town now. We did have 4 saloons and 1 drugstore, and now we've got 5 drugstores. Well, Hiram Wood made up his mind he was going to move over to Hickory Corners and sent over to get Jim Lawson and me to come over and help him move. They had moved the fence that run from his house down to the drugstore, and he didn't have nothing to get hung by. While I knowed High since he was a little feller, and his wife Mandy, too. You see, there was 2 Wood families in our town, High's folks and Mandy's folks, and I was a sparkin' Mandy, and he asked Mandy if she would marry him, and she said she would, so Wood married Wood, and they weren't married no time at all till they had a house full of kindling. Well, High was sort of no-count fella. He didn't know very much. I remember one spring he put too much fertilizer on his pumpkin patch. He didn't have any pumpkins. He started them to grow and they growed so doggone fast. The vines wore the pumpkins out, dragging them over the ground. He had to put 3 more rails on the fence to keep them in the field. Well, he heard somebody say laugh and grow fat, and he set up 2 whole days in the night, tickling the hogs through the straw, trying to get them to laugh. He said he could save a lot of corn if he could get them hogs to laughing. Well, he only done one good thing. He was the leader of our band. He played a juice harp, but along in the winter he got a cold, and the doctor told him to grow whiskers. While, sir, he growed whiskers that looked like a load of hay on fire, and then he couldn't play the juice harp anymore, 'cause it got tangled up in his whiskers and pulled them out, and that busted up the band. Well, Jim and me went over to help him move. We got a lot of things out on the wagon, and I got into the doggonest fix. He crawled into the hen coop to nail a door on it, and he nailed himself in and throwed the hammer out, and he couldn't get out. While Jim was a-crawling around over things in the garret, and he run his wooden leg through a bunghole in an empty barrel and fell downstairs with it, and he couldn't help anymore. And I was a-coming downstairs with a looking glass under one arm, a set of quilting frames under the other, feather bed on my shoulder, dishpan full of dishes in my hand, and a jar of preserves, and them quilting frames got between my legs and throwed me down, busted the preserves, ripped open the feather bed, and I got preserves and feathers all over me, and the horses got scared and run away, and Hiram started after them, and I started after Hiram, and the dog started after me, and the whole town of Punking Center turned out to see who'd been tarred and feathered. Well, just as we got things straightened out, the constable come along and arrested High for trying to take things out of the state what had a mortgage on him, and put me in the calaboose for aiding and abetting of him. Well, sir, I had to sell the best yoke option I had to get me and High out, and I don't believe I ever will forget moving day at Funking Center.